Hello, and welcome to the Career Compass program, which includes online learning sessions, podcasts, videos, webinars, white papers, and whiteboard videos, all specifically designed for NAVFAC. Please check the Career Compass Resource Center, or CCRC, often for updates and new content to support your learning. This content will assist with learning and development within the 20 non-technical competencies outlined in the Workforce Development Strategy. Today's topic is Interests, Not Positions, in support of the Conflict Management Competency. Consider a married couple, Jackie and Michael. They are celebrating their one-year anniversary and want to go out to eat to mark the occasion. They talk about where they want to go. Jackie wants to go to a five-star French restaurant, and Michael wants to go to the Mexican place down the street. Neither one wants to go to the restaurant the other is suggesting. They argue back and forth, but just can't seem to change each other's mind. Frustrated, they cook a frozen pizza and stay home. The pizza is fine, but the evening is a bust, and they are both disappointed and grumpy. Now, consider this. Jackie didn't have her heart set on French food. She just wanted to go to that restaurant because it was fancy and upscale, which was the atmosphere she wanted for the special occasion. Michael didn't really have his heart set on Mexican food. He was just in the mood for something spicy. Guess what? There is a Thai restaurant they like that would have met both their interests. The atmosphere is very upscale, and they serve spicy food. However, both Jackie and Michael were so dug into their positions on going to the French versus Mexican restaurant that neither even stopped to think about what options might suit them both. This example is a classic case of people taking positions versus interests in a conflict. When a disagreement arises, it's our natural instinct to take positions, but that's usually not the best approach. So what is the difference between taking a position and focusing on interests? Taking a position is stating what you think is the correct solution to a problem. It's usually black or white, or yes or no. When taking a position, you are usually focused on proving your point or showing why your solution is the correct one. In other words, you're telling someone else they are wrong. Focusing on interests rather than positions is a subtle yet very effective shift in conflict management. Focusing on interests means that you focus not on the final outcome, but rather on what the underlying reasons are for why someone supports a certain position. It's based more on needs, wants, and feelings. In our example of Jackie and Michael, Jackie's position was that she wanted to go to the French restaurant, but her actual interest was that she wanted to create a nice atmosphere for a special occasion. Likewise, Michael's position was that he wanted to go to the Mexican restaurant, but his interest was simply to eat spicy food. Had they talked more about the motivations behind their positions, they could have found a solution that would have made them both happy. Once you understand why it's important to uncover people's interests, you can adjust your approach to conflict. It's an easy habit to get into. As soon as conflict arises, whether it's between you and another party, or whether you're mediating conflict between others, try to get to the bottom of the issue. The simplest way to do this is to ask, why, when someone states their position. Conversely, ask why not, when someone disagrees with someone else's position. Both questions should be asked in a non-judgmental manner. Make it clear that you are not there to judge, but rather to understand. Asking probing questions acknowledges your desire to hear underlying interests, and it helps get to the bottom of why someone is advocating for a particular position. It is crucial to recognize that people can have multiple interests. It may even be helpful to make a list of everyone's interests. Once you know what all those interests are, you and/or the group can brainstorm possible solutions. You may find that the solutions originally suggested are not the best ones, and may come up with completely new ideas that take everyone's interests into account. In summary, today we have covered the difference between focusing on interests rather than positions when a conflict arises. Next time you find yourself confronted with an issue where people are focused on positions, steer the conversation to the underlying interests. You may not always be able to come up with a solution that will make everyone happy. That's not always possible, and that's not your responsibility. However, you can take everyone's interests into consideration and come up with a solution that will make everyone feel heard and that can go a long way. Thank you for listening to this podcast. We hope that you gleaned useful and helpful information. If you have any questions, please contact your local civilian training advocate or contact HQ's BD-17 at NAVFAC HQ Total Force Development @navy.mil.